In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I share a testimony. This testimony happened about 1 year ago in 2013 when I was 10 years old and in fourth grade.
这是发生在一年前，当我还是十岁的时候，在2013年的时候。
This testimony is about God's everlasting love towards us.
这个见证是有关神对我们这个无限的爱。
We were having Irvine spiritual convocation in spring of 2013.
所以我们那时候正好是2013年的春季的灵恩会的时候。
We were having afternoon prayer.
那时候我们刚好有下午的祷告会。
I was asking God to forgive my sins.
我在祷告里面求神原谅赦免我的罪。
I said to God, you know what my sins are. Please forgive my sins.
我就这样祷告说，主啊，你知道我的罪是什么，求你赦免我的罪。
I was very concentrated.
我那时候很专心的祷告。
While I was praying, I felt like I entered a different world and dimension.
那时候我在祷告的时候，我突然觉得我好像进入了另外一个时空。
I went back in time and saw Jesus on the cross.
我好像回到2000年前，我看到主耶稣在十字架上。
His cross was planted on a rocky ground with tiny patches of grass.
他那个十字架是在这个全部在石头旁边，围在石头，就插在石头堆旁边，那有一些草。
The sky was dark. I was standing in front to the side of him.
那时候天空是很黑暗的，但是那我站在。在他的旁边看着。
It was kind of the 5 o'clock position, like if pretend the cross is over here, so it's standing like diagonal to from it.
所以我站是斜对着主耶稣的。
I also saw the other two robbers crucified next to him.
那我看到那两个强盗钉在跟主耶稣钉在他旁边的。
When I saw Jesus hanging on the cross, I saw blood and water.
当我看到主耶稣被钉在十字架的时候，我看到那个水跟血
，separate and distinct, gushing out the side of his body.
从他的肋旁流出来，那这水跟血是分开的，很清楚的。
About 5 inches wide and 3 inches thick.
这个伤口，这个流出来的好像有差不多有，五英寸宽跟3英寸的厚度。
Continuously flowing.
这个血跟水就继续的流出来。
Usually blood will not flow that much because I witnessed this fountain of blood continuing to flow out of his body. The blood.
所以有时候我们知道这个流血没有流这么快，可是我那时候看到这个异象，看到这个血一直在流。
The blood and water continued to flow, but when it reached the ground, it turned black in color.
这个水跟血从肋旁流出来的时候都很鲜红，那很清楚。可是当它流到地上的时候，变成黑的。
Originally it was blood red color, but it turned black and turned black.
这本来是鲜红跟水的颜色，但是流出来到地上就变成是黑色的。
The black blood poured down the hill like a stream, branching out throughout the rocky ground.
所以这个水跟血流出来，就流到这个石头堆这样子分，流出来。
Jesus's head was bowing down. He looked like he was full of sadness.
那主耶稣的头是低着，看他的脸好像是非常的忧伤，非常的难过。
I saw lines of blood on his face, starting from where the thorns poked his forehead.
我看到说这个主耶稣的血这样一滴滴流出来，就是当那个荆棘插在他头上的地方。
His arms were spread out like a T, but the weight of his body pulled down, so it was like a Y.
当他的两只手分开，好像是像一只英文字母的 T, 但是因为他的重量拉下来，所以这个 T 就看起来像一个 Y 一样的字母。
With his body a little bit pulled forward away from the cross.
他的身体因为他的重量好像拉的有点向前的样子。
His face was pale and his skin was like olive colored.
那脸色看起来非常苍白，那他的皮肤的颜色好像是那橄榄的颜色一样。
There was blood on his chest. There was a bolt nailing the point where his wrist meets his palm on each of his arm.
所以在他的胸膛上有血，那在他的手跟手腕跟手接触的地方有一个很那个铁钉到他的这个手腕那里。
His legs look like they were crossed together, but I couldn't see the rest.
那他的腿好像是叠在一起，但是我没有看得很清楚。
I saw this vision for about 5 to 10 minutes.
我看到这个意象，我的感觉好像是有经过5到10分钟。
Tears flow down my face.
那我看到的时候，我这个眼泪就流下来了。
I felt very thankful and sorrowful at the same time.
那在当时，我觉得非常感谢神，也非常难过。
After the vision went blank, I kept thinking about it until the end of the prayer.
所以当这个意象结束的时候，我一直在想这个意象，直到说祷告结束。
In the next prayer, I asked God what it meant.
所以在下一个祷告，我就问主耶稣说：“这个祷告是什么意思？”
I kept praying and trying until inspiration came to me from the Holy Spirit.
所以我就一直祷告，想知道说这个神的感动来到我心中，让我知道这是什么意思。
It said, the inspiration said as written in the Bible, John 3:16.
这个感动让我知道说这个感动是指着约翰福音3:16讲的。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Then he said, I died for you and everyone because he loves us very much.
然后接着我听到声音跟我讲说，我为你死，因为我很爱你。还有我为很多人死，因为他很爱我们。
But our sins are so many that it turned the blood from red to black.
但是因为我们的罪恶很深重，所以这个血本来是鲜红，变成黑色一样。
After that, I was in tears of happiness.
那在之后，我听到这个，我就流出这个喜乐的眼泪。
After prayer, I didn't tell anyone except my parents.
那祷告以后，我都没有跟别人讲，只有跟我的父母亲讲。
I have another testimony to share.
我还有另外一个见证要跟大家分享。
This testimony happened in October 2013.
这是发生在2013年10月的时候。
When we were having our Irvine Falls spiritual convocation.
这是发生在我们尔湾在秋季的灵恩会的时候。
During the Holy Communion, I was sitting next to my father towards the front of the chapel.
在圣餐礼的时候，我跟我爸爸坐在前面。
My father told me to pray to God to teach me so I can understand what this is that this is really the flesh and blood if Jesus is not some ordinary bread and grape juice.
所以我爸爸跟我讲说，你要祷告神，让神让你知道说这不是普通的饼跟葡萄汁，这是神的血肉跟血。
When we were waiting for the bread without yeast and the grape, which is not wine, I was praying to God to teach me how the bread and grape juice is really the flesh and blood of Jesus.
所以当我们在等到这个圣餐来的时候，我在心里面祷告教导说，求神教导我说，这个饼跟这个无效饼跟这个葡萄汁就是主耶稣血跟肉。
Finally, when it was time to take the bread.I gave a silent prayer for a pretty long time before I ate the bread.
So, 当我拿到饼的时候，我就默祷很久，之前才准备吃这个无效饼。
I looked at the bread, and suddenly the small thin piece of bread looked like a thick piece of human flesh.
So, 当我祷告准备要吃，看到这个饼的时候，好像这个饼突然变成像是人的血肉一样。
With layers, with a skin layer on top.
这个血肉就好像是。我有很多层，皮肤上面有层一样。
It was about half an inch thick.
差不多有半寸厚。
There was epidermis and the dermis followed by the meat.
所以这有皮肤的外层跟内层，然后接着是皮肤的这个肉。
The epidermis is the outside layer of dead skin on top. The dermis is the inside skin which is still alive.
所以这外面是一层的表皮肤的外层。然后里面还有一层内层的皮肤。
The skin was smooth and perfect.
这个
color like light tan.
所以这个血肉这一块血肉的皮肤的颜色是很光滑的，颜色像是肤色一样，我们普通肤色一样。
Then when I blinked, it became a thin piece of bread again.
所以当我一眨眼的时候，这个血肉又变成像无效饼一样。
Then when I received the grape juice, I prayed silently again. Then I opened my eyes and looked at the grape juice.
所以当我在领受这个葡萄汁的时候，我心里又再一次的默祷。然后当我打开我的眼睛的时候，我看着这个葡萄汁。
Suddenly, in the middle of the grape juice cup, from the center rose a point turning red, and that point spread out so that the entire cup became blood red color.
那突然间，我看到这个葡萄汁的这个杯里面，从中间开始好像有一点红，那这个红色就慢慢的散开。
Then I blinked again, blinked, and the cup was back to normal, same as any other one.
那当我在眼睛再眨一次的时候，这个葡萄汁的杯就像本来一样，也没有什么特别的。
This showed me that taking the Holy Communion is really taking the flesh and the blood of Jesus.
所以这教导我说，当我们在用圣餐的时候，我们真的是用主耶稣的血跟肉。
This is not a joke, and it is very important to our spiritual life.
这不是一个好笑的事情，这是真的对我们的灵性，我们灵命真的是很重要的一件事。
Let's turn to a Bible verse.
我们请翻开约翰福音第六章。
John 6:54-55.
约翰福音第六章54-55.
Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up.At the last day, 55. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed.
54节，这里讲说，吃我肉、喝我血的人就有永生，在末日我要叫他复活。55节，我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。
This verse teaches me that the grape juice and the bread is in the spiritual realm, it is the blood and the flesh of Jesus Christ.
这里教导我说，这个我们所吃的无效饼跟葡萄汁，在灵里面它是成为主耶稣的血跟肉。
May all the glory and praise be unto Lord Jesus' holy name.
愿所有的荣耀跟颂赞归于我们主的圣名。
Amen.